Introduction. The Camino de Santiago is no ordinary pilgrimage. Sprawling across Europe, this network of holy trails encompasses over 80,000 kilometres, 50,000 miles, and nearly all roads lead to Santiago de Compostela. Here, in this Spanish city's grand cathedral, lie the ancient remains of St. James. Devotees have been visiting them since medieval times, and they still do. Indeed, in 1993, the Roots of Santiago de Compostela were declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Today, pilgrims come from all corners of the globe for all manner of reasons: adventure, answers, fulfillment, or faith. Just as there are multiple reasons for following the Camino, so there are multiple ways of St. James. Over 200 are officially recognised, but some are walked far more than others, and it's these you'll find in this book. The Camino Francés, beginning just over the border in France, is the most popular. Nearly half of the annual 400,000 pilgrims walk this way. But Camino tendrils reach far and wide. The seemingly endless Via de la Plata marches all the way from Seville. The beloved Camino Portugués weaves through Portugal, and the windy Camino del Norte advances along Spain's northern coast. Every Camino is scenically spectacular. Some linger in mountaintop meadows, lush vineyards, and forests rich in folklore, while others sweep over sun-dappled fields and coastlines carved by crashing waves. Regardless of the Camino you choose, you'll also discover a wealth of history, whether you're following in the footsteps of Roman legions or hopping from history-soaked cities to time-warped villages. But the real highlights are the human encounters. With both locals and fellow pilgrims, there are the meals shared, the stories exchanged, the adversities overcome together, and the triumphs communally celebrated. While Santiago is an exquisite finale, a walk along the Camino, any Camino at that, is all about the journey. And what a journey it is. Listen on or walk on, the ancient ways are waiting. Finding your path. The history of the Camino. Carved out by pilgrims and kings, convicts and mystics, the various tributaries of the legendary Camino de Santiago stretch back through more than 1,000 years of European history. They've been waymarked by centuries of walkers, diverted by global conflicts, and regenerated by a booming tourist industry, enduring to form one of the world's most popular long-distance routes. The reasons for travelling the Camino de Santiago might have changed, but the joys and challenges of the journey remain much the same. The first pilgrims. The story begins with a discovery at a small Christian outpost on the Iberian Peninsula. In the early 9th century, the burial place of St. James, one of the 12 apostles of Jesus, was believed to have been discovered in what is now the city of Santiago de Compostela, in the Spanish region of Galicia. Christian tradition tells of St. James's journey to southern Europe, where he tirelessly preached the gospel and ultimately died a martyr. Tales of the discovery of the apostles' remains vary. One account describes an unsuspecting shepherd who was led by a star towards a marble sarcophagus, within which St. James's long-forgotten remains were interred. Word spread from parish to parish, and devout listeners set out to discover these remains for themselves, becoming the very first Santiago pilgrims. A church and shrine to St. James were erected on the site of the discovery, now marked by Santiago Cathedral, as more pilgrims arrived from nearby parishes. Today's Camino Primitivo is believed to be the oldest route, but a patchwork of paths was established as the story